Hello everyone, welcome back. Today I want to talk about illusions, fantasy, how it all takes us to a different place and we avoid the reality. It's not a bad thing to fantasize, to go into your own magic world, to escape from reality. But when you allow your fantasies and the magic of your world and the illusion to become a reality, then it becomes complicated. And we already have our world complicated. The reason that we have these things is because it gives us some sense of balance in our lives. And there's nothing wrong with that, as long as we know our limits. I don't think there's anyone in this world that don't have that little old world of theirs that they escape to. I know I do. But we must also understand that when we do that, we do it because it gives us a feeling of sanity within us. Sometimes it brings some kind of peace within us. But when you try to run away from reality, that's not good. People fantasize of becoming rich, becoming famous, curing their disease, living in a better place, even in a better world. I get that. Even in a world that has no pain, no hatred, no anger. I get that. Believe me, I do. And sometimes some of us wonder why. Why is it so hard for me to live in this life? And some dreams do come true. Even fantasies do people come true. And you also wonder, why not me? Well, I honestly wish I can answer that. But I can't, because I don't know you. I haven't seen you. I haven't talked to you to know the kind of life you're leading. And at what point did you change your journey? Or was it meant for you to have these things in the beginning? And when we don't understand why things didn't happen to us the way we wanted it to, we get angry and upset, and then we become jealous. And sometimes we feel that we're worthless, that we don't matter, that we don't have a purpose. But we do matter. We do have a purpose. But we cover ourselves in blindfolders because we don't understand why things happened the way they did. I can sit here and give you 100 reasons, but wouldn't matter, because your journey is different. You can be doing the same thing that person is doing, And yet that person succeeded and you didn't. And again, you ask why. Again, that's because you're you and that person is them. There's something that's not the same. It might have similarity, but it's not the same. And it doesn't mean that you didn't succeed. Who said you didn't? Because you don't have a crowd of people cheering for you, noticing you. Sometimes we won't have that. But it doesn't mean we didn't succeed. We become so hard within ourselves. And then with this attitude, I don't care. But no matter how hard you get or how hard you feel, you do care. Beneath all that, everybody has a different journey and everyone has a purpose. And maybe your purpose is not a stranger's purpose or your friend's purpose. But it's your purpose. And it's not about measuring it, because that's not what it's about neither. It's about how far you needed to go to fulfill that purpose within you. The world makes us feel that we're failures. Our friends, our family makes us feel that we're failures. Our girlfriends, our wives. And somebody can say, yeah, you failed because you were lazy. You didn't do anything about it. And perhaps they're right. But then you have to look at yourself and wonder, what was I afraid of? Or what am I still afraid of making something happen, whether small or big? But I can honestly say that I did it, that I made it happen, because I choose to. I don't want to run and hide in my illusion, in the magic of my world, in my fantasy. I want to make something happen for me. If only for me, then do so. But let me explain something also. We all must be humble. We all must have compassion. We all also need to embrace the negative as well as the positive. Those who are still trying to reach, and those that have reached, don't ever think that you can come down, because you could. Sometimes we forget how we started, where we started, and how we felt when we started. We become powerful within ourselves, and you feel that's enough to continue being more successful. And it's not. Just because you're up there doesn't mean that you can't fall back. What I tell my students is, when you reach your goal and anything that you want to achieve in life, never think that you're better than anyone. Never think that you're more powerful than anyone. You're only powerful within yourself. Embrace and appreciate what you got and be grateful for it. But don't look down on others, because that would be your fall. Greediness and selfishness. It's not a pretty picture when you achieve what you needed to. Someone asked me one time, do you feel that you achieve what you needed to achieve? And I'd say to them, I'm still trying to achieve what I need to achieve. Every day that I get up, I try to achieve more. Do I find myself successful? Yes, I do. By the world? No. By me. By realizing how far I've gotten. By realizing the things that I have accomplished. And that I am grateful for. Do I need to be in the top? Do I need to be in the bottom? I don't need to be in the top, and I don't need to be in the bottom. It's okay being in the middle. I have no quarrels with that at all. But that's me. Do I feel powerful? Yes, within me. Everything that I feel is me. When I look at myself in the mirror and I talk to that person in that mirror, a person that I have gained such a powerful relationship with, I let that person in the mirror know that I am happy where I'm at. And though every day I learn more and I achieve more, I don't mind being in the middle at all. Can I go higher? Absolutely. Can I go lower? Absolutely. But I choose to stay where I'm at. And it's not out of fear. Absolutely not. Because I wouldn't have achieved as much as I have. I'm there because I like being there. It's a great feeling. Because I would never have to worry about reaching the top or reaching the bottom, but just staying right there. And I feel fulfilled. And someone says, how can you feel fulfilled if you're not in the top? And I say, who says that I have to be in the top to be fulfilled? Who says that? No. But if you hit the bottom, you fail. And I'll say, who is to say that if I hit the bottom, I fail? Who? It is my choice to be where I'm at. And if I fall from the bottom, then I will pick myself up again. But not because I was all the way in the top, but because I missed something in the middle. And it's okay if I went down again and again and again. Because those are lessons. So I wouldn't feel that I didn't achieve or succeeded. I feel that I've had. Because every time I hit the bottom, I have learned more and succeeded more. But being in the top, there's not much you think you can learn. Because you feel you know all, been through it, done that. And no one can teach you anything. Because you're powerful, aggressive. You think you know everything. And it's a shame, because you don't. And I know that for a fact. And how do I know that? Because I learn every day. Every day. So we can't compare ourselves to anybody but ourselves. And why would you compare yourself to someone else? Because they got more than you do? Just because they got more than you or they're richer than you, it doesn't mean a thing. It really doesn't. Because you have no idea how they live now, how they see things. I never wanted to be like anybody else but me. I like who I am. And the fact that I'm not perfect makes me feel even better. Could I ever be perfect within myself? No, I can't. Perfectionist can I have? No. We don't live in that world. The only way that I always felt that you can have perfection, if you lived in a mountain and were raised with kindness and compassion, understanding 24 hours a day of your life. And then you come down from that mountain into the world and you let people know that, I don't understand it. Why can't you love one another? Why can't you feel positive? And you want to feed them this energy, this light, which is awesome. But again, they didn't live in a mountain. You did. You were isolated. They weren't. And it doesn't mean that they can't have what you have. But we all have limits. We can understand death so well and know that there's a life after life out there, and that our loved ones are better on the other side. And we believe that. And there's nothing wrong to believe. And that there's reincarnation. There's nothing wrong to believe that. But it doesn't mean that you're not going to cry and feel hurt because you're not seeing them in this world anymore. There's nothing wrong with that, even though we understand it. We're made out of human. If you take anyone to the mountain and raise them to be perfect and have that perfection with them, that's awesome. But then again, that's not the real world. This is the real world and where we live in. Where there is pain and anguish and hatred and death and war. So much of it. And all we can do is have an understanding. So we can understand why are these things happening. And also know that we are not in control of so many things. So we don't have to carry the burden of the guilt because we didn't cause it. But we do take responsibility in the things that we do within ourselves and to others. We don't do what the world does. Blame every country, every state out there, because it's somebody's fault. The thing is that we need to be realistic, as much as we don't want to be. And that's why a lot hides in their fantasies, in that magic world, and that illusion. And when that doesn't come true, then you kind of feel everything has been destroyed, but it hasn't. Don't give up on your dreams and your fantasies in that magic world, as long as it carries positive. Follow the journey as far as you can go, and that's what's important. You might not get to finish it because you might die. You might not get to finish it because of certain things that happen that was unavoidable for it, for you. But don't give up. You know, there was a thing that I told someone a long time ago. The only time that I am able to give up is when I take my last breath. And that's what we all should do. Do what we need to do, the best that we can do it. And it's not about the world noticing it. It's about you noticing it. You patting yourself in the back. You recognizing and saying, I did it. And I know it's hard for many, because we believe that for us to feel important, to be accepted, or to find that we succeeded, so we need a whole crowd of people to let us know. And I know that it might sound foolish in what I'm about to say, but I don't believe in that. If I drew a picture to my kid, and I'm not an artist, far from it, but if that picture that I drew made my child laugh, then I succeeded in making my child laugh. If I said a joke and one person laughed, then I succeeded. Some of you might say, well, I guess it's easy to say it than to do it, but I have. There's times that I might say something and one person might laugh. There's something that I'll do out of my children and one of them will laugh. So they won't be the only one that's laughing. I laugh too. So that's two. We put so much importance on groups, but never among ourselves. You know, when I hear people talking and teaching other people, I realize that things that they say is true, and there are things I don't think they believe within themselves that is the truth. You can't tell a person that you can be better. You need to teach them how to be better. Everybody goes to these things that you spend money on, and they give you positive energy and positive words, which is awesome and great. But how do I get there? Because I'm not you. I'm a different individual. And my journey is different than yours. You say you got beaten up by your parents. You were abused. And yet you managed to get out of there. And you share the story and how you did it. But the person might say, I went through the same similarity of yours, but I don't think I can do that. And that person is right. That person cannot do it. Why? Because they're not you. They have to be taught how to do it in their own truth, in their own world. And this is where I get mad with people that go out there and do these workshops and talk. Every human being is different. Every human being is affectedly different. And the way that they deal with things, the way that they get affected by the disease that runs into them is so different. You might have people that have cancer. And they'll joke about it and they'll talk about it because that's a release for them. But they still deal with it differently. And that's what we forget. That every human being is different. And you can't deal with them as you dealt with John. You just can't. Because everyone has their own truth within them. For that is their truth. It's not your truth, it's their truth. Everyone has to find their truth. And we forget that. So you teach them your truth. But that's your truth. That's not theirs. I've always said that everybody can write a book. Everybody. Because everyone has a story to tell. And it might be, again, same similarity. But how you say it and how you write it and how do you express the journey that you went through to fix these situations might be differently for someone else. Someone else could have been an addict. And that's how they dealt with their pain and hatred at the time. And when they woke up one day, they realized that this was not helping them. But it took them that journey for them to take. There are others that go see a psychiatrist. There are others that become bitter and hateful. There are others that become alcoholic. There are others that just don't give a damn anymore. They just don't care anymore. And there are those that commit suicide. And there are those that play victim all the time. And there are those that make it their business to be noticed, to be out there, to say I'm important, I matter. There are those that suffer from depression. There are those that I'll never be the same. There are those that would never say a word. There are those that choose to live on their own and lock themselves in. There are those that would never have an understanding of anything in their lives. There are those that would never believe in anything because of what they went through. There are those that won't believe in religion, and spirituality and anything that has to do with trying to help them find an answer. And there are those that will get involved in the wrong things to hide. But because people will use their weaknesses and entrap them. They are those that will end up in jail. And they are those that will kill or be killed. So you see, there's so many things that people will go through. And it's not easy, those journeys, at all. And there are those that will hurt others because they've been hurt. Whether it's mentally, abusively, they would do the same. So you can't compare everybody to be the same. Just because they might do something that is similar to what you're doing. So when people go out there and tell you, I went through this, and this is how I dealt with it. It takes more than just standing on the stage for an hour or even two for them to get their life together. Because they skip a lot of things along the way. So for someone to give you the answer that you're looking for, you need to understand you. Who are you? What are you? Before you can understand people out there. And then what happens to many people? They become too absorbed with everything. And they don't know what's right and wrong anymore. Or they feel that they learned something and they take it to an extreme, but they really haven't done anything to help themselves. Look, the hardest thing is to find out who and what you are. And why is that? Because you have to look at yourself and realize the things that you've done to others and realize what others have done to you. And nobody wants to face it. Nobody wants to accept it. And no one wants to embrace it. No one does. But that's one of the first steps you take. One of the things that I do with my students when they start learning about themselves is that I tell them to look in the mirror and I give them a title. For instance, I will say to one, I want you to look in that mirror and I want you to ask that person in that mirror, why did you feel you didn't deserve whatever, at that moment of your life? And there's another person I can take and say, look in that mirror and ask that person, why am I angry? I can take another person and say, I want you to look in that mirror, and that person that's in that mirror, and say, why am I so selfish? So every student has something different. I can't give them the same lessons because their journey is totally different. So they have to start somewhere. And then little by little, writing, talking, they start letting go. And when you let go, you start seeing things clearly. I'm not like a psychiatrist that we start at the age of 5 and 10 years later you're still at the age of 10. I don't believe that it takes that long. Are there cases that might take maybe a year, but not a year in saying that we started at 5 and a year later we're at the age of 17. I don't believe that. I believe that there's things that can be taken right away. We are taught to hold on to things for such a long time. And we all do it. And then when you realize that you don't need to hold on to those things for such a long time, and you learn how to let it go easily, you do. And again, I'm not saying that it's easy for anyone. Everyone deals with it differently in different levels. But don't ever compare yourself with anyone. My book that I'm writing about my life story, the title is Why Not Me? Why not? I've never said why me. Things happen. It just does. Why not me? I mean, what makes me different than any human being out here? Things happen. Things that make you cry. Things that hurt you. Feeling of rejection. Not being loved or cared. Some will feel it, some won't. It's just part of life and it's part of our lessons. And there's always an explanation for the most horrible thing that we go through. There's always an explanation. And though it's easy said than done because you're the one that's going through these tribulations. I get it. But in life, you only have two choices. You feed into it or you take your power back. Because no matter what we go through, and as messed up as it sounds, there's someone always going through worse. And I hope that person that's going through worse would allow themselves the choice also. Not to feed in the negative, but to embrace the positive. And gain that power back. It's always easy to say than do. Believe me, I know. But you need to try. I've always say when I speak, you are all special. And you are all geniuses. All of you. Or you would not have come down. Does negative exist? Absolutely. Just look at the world. Are there negative people on this earth? Yes, absolutely. Those that do trafficking. Those that kill children or human beings. Those people who set bombs to kill innocent people. Yes, absolutely. But we have to come together and go above that. This world is in a crisis as it is. And I look and I see how many people this world is taking them. And they're following the world, which is sad. Because they're not capable of realizing how important they are. Nothing is perfect. And nothing is going to be perfect.
not in this world. But it can be so much better within you. You have that power. All of you have that power. Because all of you are amazing. You are. No matter how low you think about yourself, you're amazing. And you all have a purpose. And it doesn't have to be what the world notices. It really doesn't. It has to do with you noticing you. I'm not a famous person in the world. The world doesn't know me. And the world doesn't have to know me. Because that's not what's important to me. What's important is the people that do listen. I take a chance to say, hey, let me listen to this woman. Let me see what she has to say. That's important right there. Just because someone graduated from college, or because somebody dedicated themselves to do the right thing, doesn't mean that they're better than you. Because it can't and might not be. And I try to let people know that. You are all gifted. Maybe not the same. And maybe you don't carry that much gifts, but you all have a gift. You are important. But never use what you got to think you're better than anybody. You're here to be better within yourself. Don't use it to feel you need to be in competition. You're here to be in competition with yourself and no one else. If I laugh at myself, which I do, do I think I'm crazy? No. I think I'm great. Sometimes I talk to myself, do I think that I'm insane? No. I feel like I enjoy listening to myself. Right now, I'm recording this, but in reality, I'm talking to myself right now here in my living room. No one is here. I'm talking to a phone. Even the phone's recording me, but I'm talking. Am I perfect in all my words? No. Do I pronounce some words not correctly? Yes. Does it have to be because I'm not educated? Because I don't have a degree? Could be. Does it matter to me? Absolutely not. It doesn't. It really doesn't. Because if me saying a word not correctly makes you put a smile on your face and laugh, then it did what it had to do. Am I ashamed of that? Absolutely not. Because you know something? You understand it. And that's what matters. As I sit here and I share these thoughts with you and this knowledge and wisdom, I feel good. Because this makes my day. And I'm in my home. And when I finish it, I'm gonna feel good. I'm gonna go wash dishes, I'm gonna make dinner, and I'm feel good. And you know what's gonna make me feel even greater? That I took time to sit down and do it. And I always have a smile on my face when I do this, as I clean, as I wash. Even as I yell at my savages. Savages is my children, by the way. It just makes me feel good. Does the world have to know? Absolutely not. Nah. No one is here but me and the music. And I feel the smile in my face when I'm talking to you. Just like I feel the sadness when I say certain things. The most beautiful thing in life for me is just being who you are. And it might not be great for anybody else, and that's okay. But it's great for me. And not everyone has to like me. And that's okay too. It really is. But I like who I am and what I am. Sometimes my daughter might say to me, "Oh, you think you know everything?" Well, unfortunately I do. I was your age, been there, done that. And someday you're gonna tell that to your daughter. And sometimes she'll get me, she says, "I don't like you." That's okay. Because I don't like you too. There's times I don't like you and there's times I do. But I do love you and I'll always love you unconditionally. But at times I don't like you. It is what it is. It's not about that she's there to hurt me. It's just that's her issue and she's angry. And that's okay. I don't take it personal. And that's what we have to do when it comes to people. As long as nobody physically hurting or mentally abusing you. But to me, words are words, and we get so hanged up on words. So do I have my fantasy that I go to? Oh my goodness, absolutely. And I look forward to it. Do I have my magic world? Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's the best. And then I feel like I just rebooted myself and now I'm ready for reality. There's nothing wrong with that. There really isn't. We just have to do the best that we can with what we got. And sometimes we feel the best that we have is not enough. But don't be too hard on yourself. Don't give up. Give yourself that opportunity, that chance. No matter what anyone says, find your truth within you. Your truth is inside of you. Because everyone came with their own truth in this journey. Doesn't say that you don't believe. I'm not into religion, because I'm not. But it doesn't mean that you don't believe in God, in Buddha, in spirituality, whatever. That doesn't mean that. That has nothing to do with that at all. The reason that your truth is your truth, because your journey is your truth. And you need to learn how to let go of that truth. And this is what I teach, how to open your truth. You can never have my truth, because that's my truth. You have to know your truth, because that's your truth. No one can have anybody else's truth, for you have your own. And that's the way it should be. Because that's something that is yours. And that's something that no one can take away from you, no matter what. Sometimes I wish I was a fly that I can turn into a human and go to people who hear me and let them know more. And maybe they don't want to know more. And that's okay too. To me, what matters is those that take time to hear what I have to say. But I'm always strong about this. And I believe it with all my heart and soul. You're amazing. You're a genius. You're here for a purpose. It doesn't matter how big or small the purpose is. But whatever purpose that is, you will affect others. That's a guarantee. Of course, as long as it's positive. I don't deal with negativity. I embrace it, but it's not welcome. I want to do the best that I can. And perhaps maybe the best that I can do and give is not enough. But whatever I can give that helps people to understand themselves and get to find themselves and follow their journey, then I've done the best that I can do. I'm not trying to be higher than anybody. I'm just trying to be me, who I am. No more, no less. I'm not here to take anyone's money, heart, and soul. Because I don't take anybody's money. And I don't take anybody's heart and soul. On the contrary, I just give you to fulfill those things within you. And spirituality isn't about money. Because that's something that is not brought. Spirituality is not brought by anything but by purity, kindness, compassion, and humbleness. And when we teach each other, we teach each other because we choose to teach each other. It has nothing to do with money. Money comes and goes, but our lessons will stay for the rest of our lives. A lesson that you can share with others and reach others, and it has no price on it. Spirituality is about making you better today than you were tomorrow, every single day. Spirituality is about gaining wisdom and knowledge and always being humble and caring and loving. Spirituality is about understanding your journey and understanding yourself and understanding the people that you love around you and even understanding the world. Spirituality is about gaining power within yourself, feeling secure confidence within yourself. Spirituality is about beauty spreading all over you. Spirituality is about reaching out and hoping that somebody reaches back. Spirituality is about the words, how you use them and how you say them. Spirituality is about looking around and seeing the beauty what's out there. Spirituality is knowing what's right and wrong. Spirituality is not about hurting someone or taking someone's life or lying or stealing or betraying that person. Being spiritual means loving. They use the word forgiveness. I forgive myself, but you need to forgive yourself because I can't do that for you. And society teaches you to let go is to forgive the person that did harm. But in reality, that's not my job. That is that person's job to forgive themselves for what they did. My job is to forgive myself for feeling guilty or shame all this time because of what that person did to me. And that's gaining my power back. Spirituality is not about payback. It's about letting it go. And they will gain their lessons when the time comes. Spirituality is about love. Spirituality is about being humane. Spirituality is about laughing and enjoying life to the best that you can. Spirituality is about finding peace within yourself. And spirituality is about knowing your limits. Don't ever try to be better than anybody. Be better within yourself. Spirituality is free. It doesn't carry a charge. It doesn't carry anything. It's just simple. And people make spirituality difficult and hard when it isn't. These words they use, chakra. Really, please. That's the world that make up all those words so they can know or sound intelligent. For spirituality is as simple as it comes, and it doesn't ask much from you, because all it wants is for you to wake up and see the truth within you and follow your purpose and your journey. And know why you're here. Know what you have to do. And in time, from your own wisdom and knowledge, you share what you've learned. And hopefully you can help someone else. And that one can help somebody else. But we are not here to make spirituality rich in the world. We are here to make spirituality rich within ourselves. You don't use spirituality to stick out and make yourself known. That's not what spirituality is about. Spirituality is reaching those that are choose to want to learn and grow. And then in time, you let them go. Spirituality is not about holding people for years. There's a limit, and then it's time for them to be on their own. Remember these things. Remember what spirituality stands for. Remember, continue having your fantasies, your dreams, and your magic. But don't ever be disappointed if those things don't come true. Then just make other things in your life true that will help you to grow and learn and become better than what you are. Don't give up on yourself. And don't worry what anybody thinks. Do what you must do. Fulfill what you must fulfill. And stand strong, not tough, strong. And be kind and generous. Be humble. Take time to like and love yourself. Remember, you matter. You're important. Bye.